escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Let's talk about our Falcons. Our buddy Mark Raimondi from ESPN is here. Mark, we have a lot of questions as we are, you know, going through all this, combing through all this information as the 53-man roster is set. Let's start first with the big news that Caleb McGarry is done for the season. And in your opinion, what does that mean moving forward to start the season? Do you believe they will go and make a move to help at that position? We're talking about right tackle because Elijah Wilkinson seems like he is the guy right now. Obviously, looking at the offensive lineman that made this team, he is obviously one of those guys. Tell us where you're at with the Caleb McGarry news and what's going on there.
So no Caleb McGarry right now for the entire season. We know this. Storm Norton, who would have been his backup, is out for 6 to 8 weeks, but he was designated to return today. So that's some good news, I guess, for the Falcons, but the whole situation is obviously not ideal. They did make a trade today, sending a conditional 7th-round pick to the Seahawks for Michael Jarrell, who was a 2024 6th-round pick, and he started 3 games last year at right tackle for the Seahawks, including against Atlanta here, and actually played pretty decent in that game. Now, I don't know if he is going to be the starter or a starter. I would imagine he is a guy that they are going to keep on the roster and maybe have him compete for the job over the next 2 weeks with Elijah Wilkinson. While I'm certain, guys, that Terry Fontenot is on the phone probably right now, either trying to pick up someone on waivers. You know, Cam Robinson was available, I saw, earlier today. I don't know what they're going to do, but I can't imagine that they're just going to sit pat at that position.
Yeah, with Vita Vea and Levante David, Hassan Reddick, Kalijah Kancey. I mean, we're all familiar with the Bucs. I know we did beat them last year and swept them, Mark. It's a bit unnerving. Also a little weird, and I know that we saw Ray-Ray McCloud get banged up our last time at practice. We know Kadarrell Hodge has been dealing with an injury. Do you think there's any chance Darnell Mooney will go week one? We're carrying 7 wide receivers, which is unusual.
I mean, that is a bit of an indication that they're not sure, because don't forget, guys, Hodge missed practice last week, and Ray-Ray McCloud missed practice one day and then left practice early the next day. So the wide receiver room is definitely banged up, so I'm not sure if carrying 7 means anything with regards to Mooney, or it could mean something to do with the other guys, but certainly that is a room that is a question mark right now from a health standpoint.
We're talking with Mark Raimondi, guys. ESPN covers our Falcons, and we wanted to get his take on a bunch of the things that are coming down in regards to the Falcons. So explain, if you would, because I'm having an issue with this only because we didn't see him practice, Mark, and that is the Troy Anderson situation. So this is just a designation to allow him to return, right, after 4 weeks, even though he's not on the IR.
He sort of is on the IR, but it's a different IR because he has not been activated at all. So he was not activated at all during training camp. He's been on the PUP. You know, he's been on the physically unable to perform list the entire all of training camp because it's an injury from last season. So that allows him. There's different designations, right? So that is one thing that allows him to be on it and return. Now, if he had been activated and practicing this summer. Then he would not be able to be on that list. But because he hasn't, and it's an old injury, he's able to stay on that and return, much in the same way that Storm Norton and Tyquan Graham are going to be able to return later this season as well.
We talked a lot about some of the pieces we thought, you know, have a chance to catch on this team. Kobe Bryant, I guess that injury kind of hurt him. We'll find out in a couple of hours, you know, who's cleared waivers, who's going to make the practice squad. What was one of the more surprising cuts? We haven't had a chance to talk to you. The Morgan Fox thing was just strange in the signing and what happened.
Yeah, that one was strange, but not quite as strange as the tangent that you guys went on about Megan Fox yesterday, though. That was absolutely absurd. I'm listening in my car with my wife, and we're like, what are these guys talking about? They are going ham about Megan Fox and her thumbs.
It's true.
Anyway,
it's true.
Yeah, Morgan Fox was absolutely a shocker. I wouldn't say a shocker, but certainly – you know, you give a guy $3 million guaranteed. He was getting reps with the second team. You thought he'd be a rotational guy for certain. Didn't work out that way. And then, you know, guys today like Khalid Kareem, Kentavious Street were all guys who played well, you know, at times this summer. So a little surprised by them, especially Kentavious Street. You know, I really thought, you know, I thought they were going to try to get as much as many bodies as they could on the defensive line. Only took five guys. That was a surprise to me.
Any word on Jalen Walker, by the way? We know he's on the roster. He's a first-round pick. We get that. I'm just a little hesitant because of the lack of work that he got in camp. Are you concerned, and what's the latest? Do you have any information there?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's a concern. There's no doubt. I guess what I would say about that is they have six guys on the edge. It's going to be a rotation. I don't know if we don't see a ton of Jalen Walker from the beginning of the season. You know, maybe he works his way into that rotation kind of little by little because, you know, they do have a James Pierce and they have Leonard Floyd and they have Arnold Ebiketie. You know, they have Braylon Trice. They have guys right now. So maybe that kind of gives Jalen Walker a few weeks to kind of mix himself into that rotation. But, yeah, I mean, certainly not the summer that you'd want from your number 15 overall pick.
Talk about Xavier Watts and talk about Billy Bowman. Two guys we are excited about, Ball Hawks, and how do they fit and how are they going to work in this defense?
Well, I think the play of Xavier Watts and DeMarco Helms was good enough, obviously, guys, to release Jordan Fuller.
Right.
Because that was a guy that, you know, from the beginning of camp, again, another free agent signing like Morgan Fox, who seemed like a veteran who would start and certainly make the roster, didn't end up happening. And I think that is the reason is because DeMarco Helms played his butt off, you know, as we know, this summer, and Xavier Watts played well as well. So I think that was the reason for Fuller's release. And I think that we'll see Watts probably starting from day one. I think Helms is going to be on the field as well. And I think that they, you know, you mentioned Billy Bowman, he played safety in college. So he's a guy that, if they need to, he can slip back there as well. But yeah, certainly, you know, certainly guys that they are very high on and they expect to play often. I still think it'll be D. Alford in the slot. I think he'll be the nickel corner. But I do expect Billy Bowman at some point to win that job.
We're talking with Mark Raimondi, guys. Falcons cut down day across the NFL. And the roster is set. We know what the quarterback room looks like. Duh. Cousins is our backup. We were talking about that earlier, Mark, and saying we have the best quarterback situation in the NFL.
But they keep Easton Stick, if I'm being honest, just because, you know, he made some errant throws in the preseason, but didn't play all that badly. Had some big throws as well. And I thought, you know, if they're going to trade Kirk Cousins, they need a number three guy who's at least competent and maybe they're looking for that guy, you know, right now to bring back.
Well, that's what I was about to say. But also, doesn't that tell you that maybe they're not trading him? Like, the other part of this is, everybody keeps waiting, and I keep saying this. It's got to almost be a perfect situation. We act as if Kirk just is going to go anywhere. He gets to sign off on where he wants to go. So if it's a crap team, he may be like, you know what, I don't want to go to that situation, potentially get hurt and not have a chance to play somewhere else next year. It may just be better for him to sit and chill. And for that, maybe the Falcons think it's best for him to be here because trading him away, we know how fragile this is, Mark, when we talk about the quarterback situation in the NFL. Guys, I think like 68 quarterbacks played last year in the National Football League. It's crazy. So I'm not hoping any injury, but I just think like, you know what? Maybe this is the best scenario for us right now. But I hear you about Stick, but I don't think like Kirk Cousins is just going to take anything that becomes available.
No, he definitely won't. No, absolutely. You're 100% right, Carl. So, but to your point about as many the quarterbacks that go down, it's like what if it's a situation where a starting quarterback on a contending team goes down this season before the trade deadline, and there is a team that is desperate. They think they're going to be able to go to the playoffs and maybe win in the playoffs, and they're desperate to get a quarterback. And Kirk Cousins, hey, by the way, pretty good quarterback, you know, pretty good winning, you know, stat accumulating quarterback that's out there and has played great this this training camp. So what happens if you're the Falcons and you have that opportunity and you can get maybe a decent pick back, right? And then you don't have a third guy who can be someone that you're content with as the backup to Penix in case anything happens. So that would be, you know, that would be the reason for having that insurance as a third quarterback. And I still think they're going to add someone because they released DiNucci, Emory Jones is out. You know, they're going to need someone for that,
right.
that
and
role.
That, and that was, we were talking about it earlier, as Mark Ramondi from ESPN joins. That's my concern. I thought, you know, Easton Stick, you know, I mean, yeah, you could plug somebody else in, but now you're going to get into that rogues gallery of retreads if by chance, you know, someone picks him up off waivers or, you know, like he's on the practice squad, someone can still grab him. But I thought they would keep the three quarterbacks. Maybe that's another byproduct, Mark, of just – don't want to read too much into it, but how much they are banged up at positions like the wide receiver and other areas where they need to carry some extra dudes. Because normally it would be, what, five or six wide receivers?
Yeah, they only took five going into last season. So I thought that was, because special teams, wide receivers aren't always the greatest at that role, you know, tackling guys. But that's where they're at. They got Sills and they got Agnew as the returner.
All right, Mark, biggest surprise before we let you go, for you to look at this roster, biggest surprise or biggest thing that you go, okay, I didn't expect that. Rehash real quick. Is there something that just jumps out at you outside of the obvious of Caleb McGarry?
I just think that only five guys on the defensive line, you know, one of the things that those guys have said all summer, and you guys have been in there for this, is that the new O-line, the new D-line coach, you know, Nate Ali, he wants four good plays out of you, and that's it. You know, four good plays, and you're out, and someone else comes in. It's a rotation.
Oh.
So I thought, based on that, right, you know, you're gonna need bodies. You know, you're going to need to keep throwing waves at these offensive teams, and they only took five players, and that surprised me. I thought of Kentavious Street. Even like a guy like a Simeon Barrow Jr., who, you know, played real well in the preseason games, they're out. And even like a Khalid Kareem, who, you know, can kind of be versatile. He can kind of be on the inside. He can be on the edge a little bit as well. So that was a little bit of a surprise. I thought it would be a little bit heavier in terms of those guys.
Right. So I guess, you know, we've said a lot of pressure on Rook. At least I feel that Rook Orororo's got to really take it and step it up this year. So he will be, I don't want to say a workhorse, but he and Onyemata will be doing the heavy lifting in the middle.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you're asking a whole lot from Dorlus and Rook, who barely played. Both of them barely played last year as rookies. And then Zach Harrison, who has kind of yet to break out. So you're going to be asking a lot of those three guys who are all, under 25 years old.
Mark, great work. Good stuff. My friend, we'll see you very, very soon and appreciate it.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get you jumping on with us. I know it's been a busy day for you. Read his stuff, guys. Check him out. Mark Raimondi, ESPN, covering our Falcons. Appreciate you.
Just keep the Megan Fox talk to a minimum.
Come on, bro. We talk about everything on this show.
You will not suck your wife's...
Hell yeah, I suck toes.
I'll see you guys on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now you want to go. Now you want to hang up. Uh-huh. See, the shoe's on the other foot. He's like, suck toes? What do you guys say? I'm out of here.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.